God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And it's so great that, you know, God directed your heart to be on here, and he's working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And, you know, as we stay with God, as we receive his words gladly into our heart and begin to practice them and walk with God, then we will start to see him do his perfect work in us. And it starts off with a humble heart submitted to God, willing to do what he's shown us to do, and willing to connect where he wants us to connect. And these connections are just so important, but it doesn't mean to say that you can't walk with God. Like, you're walking with God. You're being fed. You're being fed the heavenly diet that he wants you to receive. And if you take that into your heart and move with that, then you'll really flourish and you'll really grow. And, you know, there's many diets out there. There's many spiritual restaurants out there. And many people speak in some wonderful truth. But God, where he has you connected, is what he wants to feed you. The things that are going to fuel your dream and desire that he's put in your heart. He's the one that builds your vision. He's the one that directs our steps. He's the one that is energizing and working in you. And now we have the Spirit of the living God, this wonderful connection and direct access to God through what Jesus Christ accomplished. Now we are as he is, and we can truly walk like our Lord and Savior. And when we're getting the sound doctrine, now the sound doctrine isn't someone's rightly dividing of the scriptures as we were taught. The sound doctrine is what God is speaking in lifetime directly to your heart, like right now, for instance. Now, some people will receive these words gladly. Some people will struggle with these words gladly. Some people will consider these words. But it's as you receive and do, then you start to see the manifestation of everything that God has designed specifically and catered for your life and your walk and your growth. The first thing that you'll start to recognize as you begin to practice and make your decisions to live unto God and to follow the encouragement is your personal relationship and walk with God. You'll start to hear his voice. You'll start to have that peace burning in your heart, and you'll know that you know that you know, because that Spirit of God is confirming that within you. And so God wants to lead you by his Spirit. He wants to energize you. And all of us have great and wonderful ideas of, you know, how we think God's going to do things, but it's always different. When we rest in God, see, God says, you know, Paul said to Timothy, be strong in the grace. Be strong in the grace which is in Christ Jesus. This being strong in the grace, what is grace? We have to understand what grace is. Grace is God's unmerited divine favor to mankind. That's the definition we've always been given. But grace literally means that God is doing the work. You didn't earn your salvation. You didn't earn your healing. You didn't earn your peace of mind. You didn't earn your deliverance. Jesus Christ paid that price. And now that's what's available. That's in the spiritual. And for it to come manifest in the physical is when we receive those words and then we agree with them and then we just let God do his perfect work in us. And, you know, when we became born again, we was at a humble place at that time because someone spoke the heavenly words to us. They were energized by God. They witnessed to us, and faith came. God supplies the faith. God has supplied the grace. God has supplied the healing. God is the one that supplies the laborers. God is the source of all our supply in every area. And then God gives us wonderful words that literally, like God showed me in that dream, anoint my fields with oil, feed my people. And I understood that about 4 years later, which was meant to be speak by my Spirit. When you speak by my Spirit, those fields will grow, the seeds that have been sown. You know, we can reap where we haven't sown, because many of people before us have spoken the heavenly words and have spoken words to people into their hearts, but they haven't been watered. But God knows where the laborers are. There are millions of people out there that want to come from darkness to light. And we don't know where they are, but God does. We may see a condition of someone, but we don't know their heart. And God is the searcher of all hearts. And so God is able to perfectly direct us, or to direct someone that's desiring to live for God or to be delivered, to our path. And now we've been given that word and that ministry of reconciliation. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. God was doing the work. Christ was in submission to God, and he done everything the Father gave him to do. He was obedient even unto the death of the cross, right? He submitted his life. He gave up his will for the Father's will. And basically, we need to do the same. You know, we are born again. We there's nothing that we have to do. We don't have to go and get crucified. Okay, but we have to believe on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And so this has been freely given to us. All we have to do is believe and say with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart God raised him from the dead. At that point, at that time, we receive that wonderful ability, that wonderful gift of eternal life, that gift of Holy Spirit, that Holy Spirit which God is energizing in us. And as we're humble and focused with God, he can then direct our path. He's the one that's ordered our steps. He's the one that sets us upon our high places. We're seated at the right-hand side of God. That's the spiritual man. That's the activated mind of Christ, believes that, lives that way, and goes to God for their direction. So when I went to God for my direction, God showed me where to connect. So when I made that committed decision, okay, God, I'm going to do this unto you with all of my heart. This is what you want me to do. Now I see clearly. Now I hear clearly what you're telling me to do. Father, I'm going to do this. And since I made that decision, God has infused me with his inner strength. And God is the one that's kept me by his power as I've stayed with him, practicing the encouragement. So where I connect is where I'm being fed from. The person that feeds me is speaking the heavenly words to me. I receive them as the words from God. I don't receive them as the words of men. Okay, I might have great respect for the person that's sharing with me, but I know that these are the heavenly words from God. And I want to just go over again, because like my desire is to see all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. My desire is not just one field, but many fields. My desire is not one labor, but millions of labors, because it's available. And I let my desire be matched with God's desire. So we can have our own desires, our own personal goals, desires, the things we want to see in our life, the things that we want to see happen in our families, the places where we live, the cars that we drive, the holidays we want to take, right? That can be our desires. But the true desire is the ones that God has placed in your heart for his work, for what he wants you to do. And you can't accomplish that in your own strength, effort, or ability. God is the one that's given your those desires in your heart to live for him. But we just got to come in agreement and say, yeah, I want that too. You put this desire in my heart. So you're the one that needs to provide all the things for me to do that, God. So I humbly come to you. What would you have me do? Isaiah said, here I am, Lord, send me, I'll go, I'll speak, I'll do the things you want me to do. And we got to be in that place. And this is not a game. You know, this is real life and living. And when we're in this real life and living, we enjoy it. So this is not like, oh, a big burden on me, I got to go and get the laborers. No, this is God's job. My job is to sow and to water, but it's God's job to give the increase. We cannot make nothing happen in and of our own self, not in and of our own goodness or our faithfulness, right? But God is the one that gives us the work to do. And when we follow him, and what he's shown us to do, when we obey his voice, because God is still speaking very loudly, very clearly, and very distinctly today. He doesn't want you to listen to any other voice apart from those voices that are speaking his heavenly words. It's very, very simple. God didn't make it complicated. There's wonderful young children in India that are fantastic leaders, that are leading adults, because there's no age in the spirit, but if someone is humble and someone puts their hearts to God, he can work with anyone. God is not a respecter of persons, okay, but God is a respecter of those that believe him and are willing to do what he puts in their heart to do. So I am one of those persons by the grace of God. See, God even energized that in me. God energized me to make those committed decisions. I couldn't even do that for my own strength. He showed me what to do, and then it was up to me to decide to do it. And so one of the things, if we really want to move forward, we do have to be focused. God wants you to be focused, and he gives you that focus through the sound doctrine. Now, there's many voices in the world, isn't there? There's so many people sharing different things. Some people are sharing really wonderful things. But what I say to people is, if God wants you to go internet shopping, to YouTube, to this ministry, to that ministry, or go from different house fellowships to different house fellowships, you know, then where are you really being fed from? God is a precise God. And there's nothing wrong if we do that when it's led by God. But see, where you're going to be fed is where God wants you to connect and where he wants you to listen. We don't need, I don't need to go to anywhere. I don't listen to anyone else. And God showed me you don't need to listen to anywhere else, Lawrence, only where I've connected you. So this is what I do, and I do this faithfully with God, and I'm so happy. I haven't got so much information to take on my brain. Well, that ministry was doing that, and that was really great. Oh, in this ministry, they see angels go to work and stuff. No, what does God want me, Lawrence Tor, to do in this day and time, and so that I can be fruitful, and I can be profitable, and I can abound? And what happens is when you start going from different teachers to teachers, internet sharings to internet sharings, YouTube sharings to YouTube, you might regain some knowledge. But what about the practice? And if God wants you to fellowship with those people, he'd have you connected there. He'd have you learning from there. So why go there if you had already got you connected where you're going to be fed the diet, the spiritual diet that's going to make you profitable, that's going to make you abound, that's going to make you very fruitful. Just like I always say this, when the disciples of John the Baptist joined Jesus, they didn't go back and refer to John the Baptist. Well, Jesus told us this and this, but what do you say? They stayed with Jesus. They followed the examples that the Lord Jesus Christ was setting. He set them great examples. He was a doer. Jesus was a doer. He'd done all the preaching and all the teaching up until the point he said, now you pray to the Lord of the harvest. Then after that, what did he do? He says, now you go out. He sent them out. And then they started to see God work with them. Because he was connecting them to God. He was connecting them to believe God. He was connecting them to speak these words, to speak to the mountains, to speak to the problems. He was giving them what they needed, that if they practice it, they would see the glory of God in their life, and God would be glorified, because then he could go to work in their lives to do the work that he designed for each individual to do. What Peter done, Paul done differently, right? Because God was working with Peter and God was working with Paul, but they were functioning in different areas, right? Maybe same message or similar message, but they were doing what God wanted them to do. And that's what God wants each one of us to do. So why do we need to flirt? Why do we need to, I call it spiritual whoring. Really, I do. Why do you need to go from teacher to teacher? Even if they're teaching good stuff, if God wants you there, then you go and stay there. If you've got that kind of stayed mind and focus with God, then you'll start to understand, man, this is going to be beneficial for me to learn where he wants me connected. And so for me personally, I'm talking from my own personal life and my own personal testimony. Before I connected where I'm connected now, I was listening to this teacher. I mean, God wants us to fellowship and we can have all many wonderful friends. I'm not saying we can't fellowship, right? But I was listening to this person, that person, that person. And then I started to see a lot of differences come up, a lot of different ideas where maybe I was listening to one person that was kind of on the same path as me, but then they were also listening to someone else, and then they would bring that to me. And then so things got kind of contaminated and diluted rather than concentrated and filled with the power of God. So this is a leaders meeting, so I'm speaking in this vein and in this way because God is energizing me in this to do. Like, God wants you very focused. So you need to make up your mind for yourself, like I made up my mind. Okay, this is where I'm going to learn. And then do it with all your heart. God will infuse you. God will energize you. People are scared of making a committed decision. I use this word. Because that's what it is. It's a committed decision unto God, not unto a man, not unto a woman, not unto anybody else. But when we understand that God gives you that, he's infusing that idea in your heart about making that committed decision to him. But he helps you keep the commitment. It's not that you've got to keep the commitment in your own strength. He's going to energize in you to keep that commitment. And then you'll start to get the understanding, man, this is so beneficial for me. I'm so happy now. I didn't think I could be happy like this. I didn't think I could be fruitful like this. I didn't think I could move forward like I'm now moving forward. So this is my personal testimony I'm sharing with you. And it's been very beneficial for me. And I can also say the people that are connecting to me and receiving what I'm sharing is now being beneficial for them in their personal walk with God, because they're being fed the sound words from God. And then it's up to them what they do with it. So through their own personal choices, they've made that decision themselves with God, and they've stayed connected. I haven't said you need to stay connected to me. I haven't said none of that to anyone. But I've just set my own example, told my own testimony, and then they've captured that in their own heart and then made their own personal decision to walk with God and to move in the way God is directing them. So like with Danny and Amber, they've done this. They've done this when I come back from it. They've seen a change. They can tell their own testimonies of this, what I'm saying. But I didn't. All I'd done was encourage them. All I've done is said what I've done and what God was doing for me and how I started to see things in a different light. But they made their decision. I don't chase them in their one-on-ones. I don't say you haven't had a one-on-one. Come for your one-on-one right now. You're off the word or anything like that. I don't say none of that. They do that from their own heart. I encourage them to do their fellowship. They made that decision between them and God to do that fellowship. I just gave the encouragement that God was giving me to give to them. They took it to God. That's what we should always do with anyone sharing or any ministers that's teaching. You should take what they're saying to God. And then God is the one that will direct you what to implement and what not to implement. You might not see something straight away, so you might not implement it. But as you stay humble and start moving forward, as you begin, then God will clarify and make things very clear for you. And you start to see there's five basic things that if you practice these things, then you will become very fruitful very quickly. And this is for your benefit. This is for your encouragement. I'm doing these things. So whether you decide to do them or not is up to you. But I'm doing these things. These things is what has proven beneficial for me and for those also that I've encouraged to do them that I know are doing them faithfully with a full heart. Because like we can begin something and do it, but not have the understanding of it, because we haven't really turned our whole heart to God to understand that error. Why am I doing this? You know, and okay, I want to see fruit from what I'm doing. And then knowing that God is the one that's going to bring the fruit. God is the one that's going to bring the supply to you. So the five basic things, number one is what I was encouraged when I went to India. Me and Fred Davenport was in India at the same time. And he learned these things, I learned these things. And so for me, I put them personally to practice. I know Fred did too. But one of the first things that they encourage the believers there in India is to, once they're born again, once they confess Jesus as Lord and believe God raised them from the dead, they encourage them to speak in tongues. So they speak in tongues much. And then that speaking in tongues builds you up. It builds up that inner man. It's perfect prayer. It's perfect praise to God, right? It makes intercession for the saints. And it glorifies God. It magnifies God. It's perfect worship. You know, Jesus said those that worship God should worship him in spirit and truth. That's the true worshippers. So speaking in tongues is of very importance. The next one is to speak by the Spirit of God. They encourage these guys that have no scripture, they just got born again. Now God will give you what to say. And you can do signs, you can do miracles, you can do wonders, you can raise the dead, you can heal the sick, you can cleanse the lepers. And what do they go and do? They believe it, they receive it, and they go and practice it. This, you know, when you speak by the Spirit of God, you are anointing God's fields with oil. You are feeding God's people the heavenly diet that is going to bring the spiritual into the physical, the invisible to visible, when you speak by that Spirit, because God is directing the flow. Just like when we speak in tongues, God directs it to what it's doing. We don't know what it's doing. We just know to do it. And it's the same with speaking by the Spirit, encouraging people. That's not saying we neglect the scriptures, because we don't, and I don't. I don't have to clarify that any further. I've said that many times. The next thing they encourage people is now you honor God with your substance, because this is for your prosperity. Not only is it for their prosperity, but this honoring God is connected to the growth and outreach of God's word. See, God says, number one, here, multiply you. He gives you bread for your food. He'd always give you something to live, right? But here, give you seed to sow. And the seed that you sow, God multiplies. And then it says, God also increases the fruits of your righteousness. It's connected to the outreach of the word, the good works that you do as being righteous, okay? And then he calls you to abound to every good work. What, the work of God or the work in your local shops that you do or your offices? No, it's the work of God. And that he causes all grace to abound towards you. Now we're living in grace, right? We are in grace. So what's this all grace? You've just got favor in every area that God has gone before you and provided everything for you, because now you have come onto God's economy. God says, yeah, you may have a job, but you're honoring me. I'm the source of your supply. I'm your boss. I'll pay you. He's able to give you a promotion in that job. He's able to give you more money, less hours. Okay. Whatever God decides to do and wherever your faith is and what you're asking him, God can do that for you. He causes all grace to abound. Okay. And staying connected. So we are connected, number one and foremost, to God. We go to God with our prayers, with our burdens, with our desires. We give them to his hand, and then he'll start to direct you where to connect, where to be fed, like I said in the very beginning. When you're staying connected, it helps keep you focused. It helps keep you alert. It helps keep you moving. It just helps you to stay strong, you know, and God is feeding you the diet, what you need as an individual. Now, we're all on here collectively together, and I'm speaking to all of you, right? And God, by my mouth, is speaking to all of you. But those personal, those one-on-ones are very special. What God says by my mouth and the people that connect me by their mouth is very powerful. I get so encouraged myself. It's a two-way flow, you know, and I'm learning a lot from the people that connect to me, too, just listening to what God's working in their life, the things they've overcome, and then God then gives me these words come to my mind, and I'm speaking them, and is even more, and it enhances them. Like Sakina, I remember doing a one-on-one with her, and God gave me words to say to her, which really helped her, and she reminded me last night, she called me last night, and the words that God gave me to speak to her is that you create the environment which allows God to go to work. And this blew my mind. Like, you know, I just spoke them. I didn't even know I spoke them. Because God was energizing many things, but it was catered personally for her. And it's a great truth as well. You create the environment which allow God to go to work. So what are you doing when you're speaking in tongues? You're creating that environment for God to go to work. What are you doing when you're speaking by the Spirit? You're creating that environment which allow God to go to work. What are you doing when you're honoring God? You're creating that environment which allow God to go to work. When you stay connected, what you're doing, you're creating that environment which allow God to go to work. And the next thing I would say is follow the encouragement being given, like right now. What are you doing when you do that? You're creating the environment which allow God to go to work. So we need to trust God in these things. We need to trust God in our finances. This is the beginning point, like the speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit, and honoring God and staying connected. Follow the encouragement. This honoring God is connected to this great outreach. I remember Sandgate sharing these wonderful truths with me, and bang, it clicked. I just understood it to be right, as well as go to the scriptures myself with it. And so honoring God with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase, God says, so shall your barns be filled with plenty. Does that just mean money? It means every area. Laborers, many ready harvest fields, and great outreach and growth, signs, miracles and wonders following you, people being healed, people being raised from the dead, blind eyes open, ears open, dumb speaking, lepers cleansed, hands stretched forth and healed, legs stretched forth and healed. See, these are the things. No, you're the sower. No, you're the sower. We sow what God gives us to sow. And then, you know, there's a wonderful scripture in the Old Testament where it says, he that observes the wind shall not sow. And he that observes the rain shall not reap. in both instances, the person that observes the wind, they think, well, I'm not going to sow my seed because of this, because of that. They're looking at the circumstances. So they don't sow. Oh, I haven't got quite enough, but God's giving you seed to sow. Right? He that observes the rain shall not reap. You know, it says in the scriptures, be not weary in well doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. He's not saying that, be not weary in bad doing, is it? You're doing all the right things. You're practicing these things. And sometimes we don't see the manifestation of what we're practicing. So I was saying that, you know, God was saying, be not weary in well doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. He's not saying that be weary in bad doing. You're going to be weary in bad doing. He's saying, be not weary in well doing. You're doing everything right. You're saying all the right things. You're practicing all the right things. You're not seeing anything manifest immediately. God says, don't be weary in well doing, for you shall absolutely reap if you faint not. So we just continue and stay with God, no matter what's going on. If things seem to be quiet, just remember then when it's quiet that God's doing something in the spiritual. He's working in your situations. He's arranging your before ordained works that he's got for you. You know, and every day, thank God for his before ordained works. He's got before ordained works for you. Are you being distracted through listening to many different things and not thinking that you're that important? Because each member of the body of Christ is very important. You're a member in particular, and God's got great before ordained works for you. You don't have to be a minister to heal the sick and raise the dead and cleanse the lepers, but you do need a focus. You do need the sound words from God. You do need that living relationship with the living God and the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. We need to walk like he did. We can replicate his walk, because as he is, so will we in this world. So God wants us to stay really focused. He doesn't want us to deviate. You know, there's many fit fellowships going on that I can go and join. I don't join them because I got my focus with God. I focus on the field that God has given me. That's my meat. That's the meat that God's given me to eat and for me to do. Jesus Christ was very focused. The Apostle Paul was very focused. That's the meat that we've got to do. But if you keep listening here, there, and everywhere, you're going to get diluted. You're going to become weak in faith, not strong in faith. And God wants us to be strong in faith. If you think of the prophets, who was Elijah hanging out with? He had a little servant, didn't he, that helped him. But what was he doing? What was he doing when he wasn't, when the things weren't recorded about him? I'm sure he was doing what God wanted him to do. And I'm sure he won't go and checking things out with other prophets, but he walked with God. So each one of us can really walk with God. We can receive the heavenly words from God, and we do what God shows us to do. And when we do that, we are in the blessed place. When the people didn't listen to the prophets in the Old Testament, they went into captivity. Yeah, am I right? But when they listened, God brought them out of captivity and gave them great deliverance, great abundance, great open doors, and they flourished and prospered. And that's the will of God for every one of us. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in health. It's already done in the spiritual, but we need to follow what God's showing us as he's directing us so that we can manifest that. And as we follow that from our hearts, then we come into our own where we can then encourage others with this great encouragement where we've been encouraged. So this is what was in my heart to share, just to really stay focused. You know, we don't need to go for, like I say, here, there, and everywhere. God says, be focused, be humble, trust me. You know, trust God, like really trust God to keep you in the right place. Really trust God to bring you the fruit, to open the doors. Cease from your own works, enter into his rest. Because the work has been done. It is finished. Jesus has sat down at the right-hand side of God. Now that's where we sit with him in Christ. And then we do the things that God gives us to do on a daily basis. We stay at peace. There's joy and peace in believing. And there's great hope and great strength. And God really wants you encouraged. He really wants to accelerate you forward in great power, in great demonstration of his love and of his power, which will build faith and give direction where we shine as lights in this world. So that's what I wanted to share. And God bless you greatly. Thank you for joining the leaders meeting. I know there's other people yet to share. I'm very blessed. And thank you, Amber, for leading this meeting. You're doing a great job, darling. And so God bless your wonderful hearts. And we look forward to seeing you on Thursday for the Zoom Fellowship, which starts at 8 o'clock.